Torah is intended to be understood and therefore learnt on multiple levels. Presently, we're not referring to paradise, although, of course, it's true in that sense as well. But rather, what we're talking about is a multiplicity of levels within the nigla aspect of Torah, within halacha. Halacha consists of pratim and also of klalim. Within klalim themselves, there are different grades of klalim. Some are klalim within a specific area of halacha. Some are more encompassing. Some are klalei klalim. And some klalim characterize large swaths, or even all of Torah. So here's an illustration, drawing upon what's familiar to all of us. A detail, a prat, a detail in Hilchos Shabbos, is that when it comes to Malachas Borer, that Ochel Mitoch Psolas is Mutter, and Psolas Mitoch Ochel is not only Osu, but even Chayiv. One would be Chayiv Achatas, it's also Minator. That's a prat. The Klal understanding of that prat, according to most, is that the klal in Malachas Borer is that derech achila is mutter. On a deeper level, one can discern within Hilchos Shabbos a more encompassing klal, that actions which are not done derech malocha, but which contextually are considered not derech malocha, but derech hishtamshus, such as korea odom or me'al hachavis, that's a broader klal of which derech achila is itself a subset, a prat. So a klal and a super klal, as it were. That even the klal of derech achila is a prat of a bigger klal in Hilchos Shabbos, which has yet more ramifications and more applications. An even more encompassing klal within Hilchos Shabbos, with all of its varied applications and ramifications, is that Melechas Machshava is also Torah. And the Ramban reveals a meta-klal which hovers above and encompasses all of Hilchos Shabbos. Sheyehei zichroneinu bo lihiyos kodosh b'einenu. Skipping a line. Shetehei hashvisa b'einenu Bavo shehu yom kodosh lihiponos bo me iske hamachshavos vahavle hazmanim veloses bo oneg lenafshenu bedarke Hashem veloleches al hachachamim ve'al hanaviim l'shmo adivei Hashem. that all of Hilchos Shabbos is designed and intended that a person should mentally be disengaged from all his mundane preoccupations so that the day can be consecrated to spiritual pursuits. Lo says ba'oneg l'nafshenu b'darachei Hashem l'lachas ala chachamim v'ala nevi'im l'shmo adivri Hashem. The Ramban's Perash al HaTorah, Kimeduma, that one of the reasons, maybe the primary reason, that throughout the Doros, Gedolim have highlighted how fundamental and foundational the Perash Ramban al HaTorah is because one of the features of the Perash Ramban al HaTorah is that he's Osek in Klolim. But it's not only that he has new and important and insightful and profound pshatim in individual psukim. He obviously has all that as well. But Ramban is osek in klal. Whether it's here in Hilchos Shabbos, this klal of, again, tishbos and the zochos yom haShabbos the kadsho, whether it's the more famous ones of Kedoshim Tiyu and Vasisa Yoshev Atov. So Yediyas HaTorah consists of Pratim, consists of Klolim. Another example of a klal that we discussed, I think, several weeks ago in this slot is, and again, a klal which characterizes all of Torah, a sweeping klal, which the Ramban in various contexts in his Perush al Torah highlights, ki ha-Torah lo tismach al hanes, that halacha, and therefore our obligations of the halacha, operates on a natural level, on a natural plane. That the reality of nisim nistarim and hashkocha notwithstanding, our belief in that reality of hashkocha pratis and nisim nistarim notwithstanding, that halacha operates and demands that we act on a natural plane. And that's what's axiomatic to Hilchos Milchama, Ramban's Perush in Parshas Shoftim. That's what's axiomatic to Dinei Pikuach Nefesh, v'chulu. Another example, again, of the Ramban identifying for us a klal. And this, again, one which the Ramban says, it characterizes all of Torah. This is not just within one area of halacha, but it's a defining, essential, axiomatic feature of halacha. Ki ha-Torah lo tismach al hanes. Now, these same examples of pratim and different levels of klalim also illustrate the interrelatedness of pratim and klalos in terms of Yediyas HaTorah. On the one hand, every detail in Torah, if a person knows any particular halacha, any detail in Torah, so that represents a degree of Yediyas HaTorah. Again, as a case in point, a person knows the halacha of Ocham Etov Solos. And what's more, the dimension of Godel Talmud HaMevil in Deimaisa is also true of such a Yediyah practice. Knowing Ochel Mitoch Psolos will allow a person in many situations to comply with Hilchos Bavit, to be Nizer and Nisim Bavit. But on the other hand, when a person has a Yediyah Pratis, but without the Klolim, it also engenders distortion. So, for instance, if a person knows the din of Ochel Mitoch Psolos is Mutter and Psolos Mitoch Ochel is Chayev, but doesn't know the klal of Derech Achila, so he'll conclude that peeling an orange on Shabbos is Chayev. If a person would peel an orange on Shabbos, it's chayv. You peel an orange, you're taking Psalos Mitoch Ochel. It's only if he understands the underlying klal of Derech Achila, so then he realizes that there are exceptional cases where the Derech Achila is the Psalos Mitoch Ochel, such as when the orange is enclosed in a peel. So Yediyas HaPratim without Yediyas HaKlalim is not only incomplete, but inevitably is also a distorted Yediyah. So we mentioned earlier that there are different strata of klolim. There are klolim, klolei klolim, v'chulu. And not surprisingly, the more overarching the klal, so then the more axiomatic the klal, so then the greater the ensuing distortion is, if a person knows the pratim without an understanding, without a basic, fundamental, nuanced understanding of the klolim. I think Rav Schachter records in Nefesh HaRav a comment from the Rav. At first, you know, when one hears it initially, it seems jarring that a person can know all of Shas and be an Amoritz. But what the Rav meant was this: if a person knows, but his knowledge is just exclusively, or almost exclusively, or restricted to Yediyas HaPratim, and not sufficiently balanced by, and complemented and supplemented by Yediyas HaKlalim, so then a person can on one level, obviously, it's not real, right? But on one level, a person can know Shas, and on another level, he's an Amoritz. And remember, when you look at the Ramban's Klolim, point in that direction as well. Let's take the example of Kedoshim Tiyu. It's clear that the Ramban means, right? The Ramban famously says that absent Kedoshim Tiyu, so one would be a novel Bishul Santar. So the Ramban means not only that what the Torah says explicitly is only X% of what the Torah wants from us. And the rest of it is encapsulated in Kedosha, in such klolim as Kedoshim to you. No, the Ramban means more than that. What the Ramban means is that absent the Kedoshim to you, so one makes a caricature of everything that's explicit in Torah, even without Kedoshim to you. A person can be in full compliance with Parshas Arayos, with the Parsha Macholos Hasuras, but if he's shotuf bezimas ishto ol noshav, if he's lohut achar taiva sachila, so it's not only that there's something which is supposed to be present alongside the Dine Arayas and Macholas Asuras that's missing, but he distorts that. Because those mitzvahs are intended, are designed to induce, to create Kedusha, to elevate a person to Kedusha, and to comply with them in a way, and simultaneously, while technically complying with them, to act in a way that's antithetical to Kedusha, so it distorts those mitzvahs also. So the klolim don't just provide a deeper level of understanding, but they're vital, they're indispensable. The full Yediyas HaTorah for which we strive, the level of Yediyas HaTorah that rare breed of Gedolei Torah possess is one which encompasses not only an encyclopedic knowledge of the Pratim, it certainly does that as well, but even more fundamentally consists of this understanding of the Klolim, the Klolei Klolim, the Klolei Klolei Klolim v'chulu. Because it's only then that a person has a correct, ultimately correct, and full understanding of Torah. Many klolim, the Chachmei HaMasorah throughout the generations have already articulated for us, but even those klolim, you know. We can learn the various Rambans, but to really know the Ramban means to understand, to recognize the situations in which it's applicable. A person can know the Ramban balpeh, can know the Ramban verbatim, but to really know the Ramban in the sense that we're discussing, it means that a person recognizes those situations when each of the Ramban's klolim are applicable. That's the level of Yediyas HaTorah to which we strive. And again, that's the level of Yedias HaTorah, which Gedol Yisrael possess.